Well, first of all, I am preparing myself to come together when the constitution is passed by the Transitional National Assembly before the formation of the government. So it's important that I mend fences and relations with President Museveni and the government of Uganda in general, because I'll be in government. As you know, that the Ugandan troops, the Ugandans were involved in the conflict, and they were also involved in the peace process, which President Museveni did very well. And they are also going to be involved in the implementation of the peace agreement. I think it would not be right if I went to Juba before mending fences with President Museveni. Therefore, I came to start a new page with President Museveni and his government. The second issue is that the 28 states which were declared by President Sansa, from our perspective and everybody's perspective, this is a violation of the peace agreement. And now this violation is becoming an obstacle in the reaching to a draft of the amended constitution. And if we don't have a constitution, there will be no formation of a transitional government of national unity. As you recall, and I said earlier, that President Museveni was very instrumental in the peace agreement which was signed by us on the 17th and by President Trump on the 26th. We want him to exercise the same influence he did during the signature of the peace agreement in Juba by President Trump. So I think he has that critical role played in pursuing President Trump through this idea of having 28 states.
You did mention that you went there to meet President Museveni so he can talk or give his influence as well, the same way it was in the peace agreement, to address some of these outstanding issues that's hindering the implementation of the peace agreement. Now, how will you describe your visit so far after meeting President Museveni? Will you say it's a very successful one?
We have started a new page, put aside, put behind whatever happened after December 15th. And that is, first of all, the success of it. And I believe President Museveni will play good. You must always remember that this agreement was broken by the head of state and government. In a way, it is their agreement. And if one party is violating it is them to ask. So I came to ask him and his colleagues to take interest in what is happening, you know. Now the ball is on the court of the Egypt Summit. It is on JNAC. It is also on the Peace and Security Council of Egypt, and on the UN Security Council to show us the way.
Yes, the issue of 28 states seems to be becoming a very big problem when it comes to the implementation of this peace agreement. The government insists, on the other hand, that the issue of 28 states should not really be an obstacle in the implementation of the peace agreement. You suggested 21 states before. The government now is saying 28. Is it really a big problem when it comes to the implementation of the agreement?
If we are going to implement the agreement in the spirit, in the letter, in the spirit, then what is in the agreement is 26. You are right. When we were negotiating, our proposal was that our government to be divided into 21 states. But this was rejected by the government. It was also rejected by the government. They said there was no money for such number of states, and they had advised us to use it as our program during the election. But suddenly, President Trump came up with it after signing the peace agreement after 39 days. So, principally, we are for creation of more states, but we must stick to the agreement. That's the difference. If we violate the agreement, another violation will come, and we would be told, well, you started the violation. You accepted the violation of the 28 states. So we don't want to go that way. We file to the news, we'll blame us. The international community will blame us. The UGAD will blame us. We are for a federal system in the country, but the 28 states will cause problems.
Now, with the stand of the government and, of course, with the stand as well of the opposition on these 28 states, what should be the way forward, just in case the government didn't revoked this decision, what will happen? You were quoted in the media saying you will not come to Juba unless the issue of 28 states is revoked. Is that what is going to happen now?
I didn't say that. I said I will come to Juba when the constitution is passed by the Transitional National Assembly. The government is the one who declared the establishment of 28 states. We know what to do. The UGAP is responsible for the agreement. We know what to do when there is a violation.
The people of South Sudan, the ordinary citizens of South Sudan, want to see the full implementation of this peace agreement. Dr. Riek, now as you talk, of course, the people will be listening to you. What could you like to tell the citizens of the people of South Sudan when it comes to the implementation of this peace agreement?
We have signed a peace agreement. We have signed it on the 17th. We are committed to this agreement. We are contributing for it worldwide. We have done last year. We continue disseminating it to the people. Our advanced team is in Juba, over 250. We are disseminating it. We have 309 who are waiting to be transported to the state, and then they will disseminate the peace agreement. Once the war is over, all we need is that we implement it in spirit and letter.
Some of the outstanding issues as well, it comes to the issue of our presidential advisors, and in also your press release, you did mention about the movement of the SPLM in opposition that are already here in Juba. What are some of the issues that you discussed there with President Museveni on this issue of advisors?
Well, I discussed specifically with President Museveni the state of emergency, leaving the same on, not lifted. You recall that I had written a letter to Gilmar. I've written a letter to President Museveni before that, and the second letter. I've written to the chair of UGAP, enumerating four issues. One is the 28 states. The second is the state of emergency which is still holding when the peace agreement has been signed and we are in the process of implementing the peace agreement. You will recall yesterday our team who was supposed to come and join me in Uganda in the meeting with President Museveni, they were stopped from leaving. This is because of the state of emergency. So we protested that this is wrong. There is peace, there is an agreement that needs to be implemented. The gentleman who was supposed to come and meet up with me before we meet President Museveni are coming to do a peace program. So we are obstructed. The state of emergency must be lifted so that South Sudan feel the peace has come. I want to repeat, the war is over. There is no need of having a state of emergency. As to the issues which are related to the constitution, yes, there's difference over the presumption advisors, whether there is the presumption advisors or not. This is not in the constitution. This is not in the agreement. That we already discussed it. Similarly, the issue of who will first share the Transitional National Assembly when it meets for the first time. This our team will discuss it. These issues will be discussed by our team, and I hope an agreement will be struck so that we have a draft of the new constitution and the Transitional National Assembly can be called to suit, be probed to for its work to start. And then the first, the constitution as it is presented by the National Constitutional Amendment Committee, which will start forming the transitional government of national unity. There can be no government form if we have no constitution. You know, even if you want to establish a company, you've got to agree on memorandum of association, business rules, or constitution that will govern such an institution. There is no government that can be formed without a constitution.
Yes, just finally, clearly the big obstacle here is the issue of the 28 states. Are you willing whatsoever to compromise on this issue of 28 states for the sake of peace? I mean, if it can bring peace to the country.
I will be participating in violating the agreement. I don't want to violate the agreement, because if I participate in violating the agreement, there may be other actions. Nobody is going to stop such violations. UGAP will show us the way. UNAP will show us the way. Peace and Security Council of the EU will show us the way. The UN Security Council will show us the way. I mean, they must take responsibility of protecting the peace agreement.